Brad Crandall with Monitor 66, where in 15 minutes you'll meet an actor. In 3 minutes, you'll meet a comedian. Right now, you meet a fine pianist. Lover's Concerto, Ronnie David. Next, Monitor on Stage. Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded live at leading theaters and nightclubs throughout the world. Listen now to the low-key, high-quality comedy of Bob Newhart.
We are in the process of buying a home. And you deal, when you buy a home, you deal with realtors, you see. Now, realtors are people who did not make it as used car salesmen, you see. You see the ads, and you say, honey, this is our dream house. Then you go out to it, you see. And you meet the realtor, and he comes on like this. Well, hi there. Well, here she is. Boy, somebody's going to steal this little beauty, you know? I'm not supposed to tell you this, but this baby is priced way below the market. Way below. This the wife, is it? How do you do? Breck Snyder. John Breck Snyder. Oh, look at that. Is that the little baby? How old? 14 months, huh? Boy, she's gonna break a lot of hearts when she gets older. little boy, is it? All right. Wonderful. You always hate to get in the first haircut, don't you? Well, there she is. Boy, is that a beauty? Hmm? Yeah, there she is. This is what we call rustic. This is kind of your rustic home. Well, of course, that's a question of semantics. You know, when does it quit becoming rustic and start becoming ramshackle? You know, it's kind of hard. It's a wonderful family home, though. It's got seven bedrooms and one bath. anyone with any imagination or happens to own a contracting business could just do wonders with this house. Yeah, this is three-quarters of an acre.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, actually, well, come over the cliff here. Let me show you where your property runs. You see the road way down there? That is all your land, all the way down to the road. Yeah, you saw the ad, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is, you got the view of the ocean and the view of the valley. It's very, very rare, the ocean view. Yeah, you want to you come over here by the cliff. That's the way. Yeah, you just get down. You see? Uh-huh. Now, can you see between the boughs there? There's. You see the ocean? Wait a minute. There it is. You see it that time? People tell me, the people that own this house, they tell me they used to come out here, you know, Sunday afternoon and get down on all fours and crouch and just watch the ocean and all your troubles just seem to float away, you know? Just wonderful. The valley view, yeah. Listen, you want to boost your wife on my shoulders? Let me show you the valley view. Oh, and, pardon? No, the people that lived here before tell me that you can hardly hear anything from the sheet metal plant across the street there. Yeah, they hardly even knew it was here. Folks, I didn't explain about the kitchen. Folks.
Bob Newhart, the realtor's friend, recorded live in Monitor on Stage. Just one of many fine performances by leading entertainers you can enjoy every weekend in this continuing Monitor feature.
Somewhere there's someone for everyone. Somewhere there's someone for me. Though I may be lonely now, I see it through somehow to someone's heart.
And you heard him on the Monitor Beacon.
The truth can become a very precious thing to an open mind in a closed country. Without it, the world ends with an ugly barbed wire fence. With it, there's still barbed wire, but also the hope of something better. Radio Free Europe is in business to keep that hope alive. It's on the air up to 19 hours every day. Its potential audience, the 82 million people living within the Iron Curtain countries of Eastern Europe. Today, more of these people are listening to Radio Free Europe than ever before. The truth is getting through, and the hope for a better world is being preserved. There are a great many people who can't come to you for the truth, but you can reach them. The Iron Curtain isn't soundproof. Give to Radio Free Europe, Box 1966, Mount Vernon, New York. That's Radio Free Europe, Box 1966, Mount Vernon, New York. New York listens to Lee Leonard weekday afternoons from 2 till 5 on the conversation station WNBC AM and FM New York.
Near the top of the popular song list is Petula Clark's My Love.
My love is warmer than the warmest sunshine, softer than a sigh. My love is deeper than the deepest ocean, wider than the sky. My love is brighter than the brightest star that shines every night above. And there is nothing in this world that can ever change my love. Something happened to my heart the day that I met you. Something that I never felt before. You are always on my mind, no matter what I do. And every day it seems I want you more.
Before Monitor continues its Saturday safari, we'd like to advise you of some of the fine listening that lies ahead on NBC Radio on Monday, when the Emphasis program brings you such outstanding personalities as Arlene Francis, commenting on the rash of dog napping that's been taking place recently, and what to do about it, and Bill Cullen with some bright and breezy advice about better vacation snapshots, Barbara Walters talking with Kitty Carlisle about the problems inherent in raising children in a fatherless home. Rounding out the roster of Emphasis regulars, all of whom are heard every weekday, Monday through Friday, Chet Hartley, Frank McGee, Frank Blair, and Merrill Muller. Remember, for the best in radio all week long, tune to NBC. And now, on Monitor, Jordan Christopher.
Hello, lover. Where did you go, lover? It's been a year today since you have gone away. Welcome home. New is being
As a rule, I don't like to categorize people because hardly anyone fits into a rigidly defined group, but I'll take a chance with our next guest on Monitor because the category is a limited one and doesn't impose too many restrictions. And therefore, I can state that George Segal belongs to the category of the most sought-after young actors, has just finished a couple of movies, one Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf with Richard and Elizabeth Burton, the other with Anthony Quinn called The Lost Command. George, before we delve into your personal past, there's some sort of odd story connected with The Lost Command, something to do with eye color.
Well, the story goes way back. During when they were making Lawrence of Arabia, they cast a fine French actor by the name of Maurice Rone, who was supposed to play the Arab in that. And the day that he got there, showed up on location, he had to wear contact lenses, as he has blue eyes. And he couldn't take it. With the wind and the sand, he couldn't take it. So they quickly had to cast somebody, and they heard of this Egyptian actor. Turns out it was...
Omar Sharif,
yes, that famous Egyptian actor. And that's how he got that part. Now, we cut away, and they want Mark Robeson is shooting the Lost Command. And he needs an Arab, and he'd like to get Omar Sharif. But Omar Sharif is busy doing Dr. Zhivago. So they cast me for some reason, playing this Arab. Well, at the end of the picture, I get gunned down. And who do you think guns me down but Maurice Rone?
Are either one of you wearing contact lenses?
I am. He's still got his blue eyes.
George Segal, question.
Yes.
Would you care to reveal the alias and the circumstances under which you used it during 8 years of your life?
My alias, Bruno Lynch.
Does the name Bruno Lynch strike a familiar chord?
Bruno Lynch, yes. I had a jazz band, Bruno Lynch and his Imperial Jazz Band, and I just felt that the name Bruno Lynch had more... moved more than George Segal and his Imperial Jazz Band. And possibly I was ashamed of myself.
You were a banjo player?
Yes, I did. I played the banjo. I fronted the band.
Have you ever played the banjo anymore?
Yes, for my own amusement.
When you play the banjo, do you introduce yourself as Bruno Lynch?
No, I do not.
You're braver now, right?
He's buried now. He's all over.
George, outside of being obviously young and in good shape, how do you keep fit? How do you stay in shape?
Well, right now I'm on the most horrible diet known to man, if you'd like to get into that.
Really? What?
I'm starved. I'm sitting here, but I'm starved. I could eat the microphone. I'm eating vegetables for 2.5 days, which apparently is the equivalent of a starvation diet. So I'm very hungry. I passed a roll in a Horn and Hardart, so on the way here, I started to cry there on 6th Avenue.
How about sports? Do you have anything that you play, that you engage in?
I do play ping pong.
Are you good at it?
Fair enough. My brother beats me.
Well, everybody's so-so. Nothing else?
Yeah, I swim. I used to like basketball, but unless somebody's got a hoop in his backyard, you don't get much chance to play it anymore.
That's
very exhausting, basketball.
Yeah, it's become largely a spectator sport anyway.
Yeah, you've got to be in shape to play basketball.
Well, now, operating in and out of the coast a good deal, you've got plenty of opportunity for swimming. How much of it do you do?
I do it when I can out there. Mm. It's true. There are. If you stay in a hotel, that hotel has a pool. If you visit someone, he usually has a pool.
Mm. Well, you're already arriving
strange
at the...
Strange standard of living out there.
Yeah, a swimming pool with an adjacent house is
exactly,
the way it generally works.
Exactly.
You're about to the stage of being known... And getting more so all the time, where any time you walk through a hotel lobby or into a hotel pool, you're going to create a minor sensation.
Wrong. I have a theory about that, too.
All right.
I think it's the way you walk. If I have a corduroy jacket on, as I do, I can walk anywhere. Now, I don't know, Matt, if I were Frank Sinatra or Dean Martin or a big star in the classic sense, then this probably wouldn't work. But it's a way you walk. Now, I must say, when I go into a restaurant and I'm dressed up, my head is high, and I walk into that restaurant. I walk in. However, if it's, as I say, Horn and Hardart's, then I walk in. And I was just there. I had a cup of tea with no sugar, no milk just before coming here.
And no trouble.
No, it doesn't matter.
Then it's a question of whether you make an entrance or not, you think.
Well, yes, I don't mean an entrance. I mean, there is a way that you can walk down the street, if you're a man or a woman, and people are going to turn around.
Hmm. Our thanks to George Segal, movie actor.
You're kind.
Together with Anthony Quinn, has just finished work on The Lost Command. Was also a member of the cast of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, both yet to be released, and also may be remembered from such things as King Rats and Ship of Fools. Thank you very much, George, for being with us today on Monitor.
Thank you.
The singing strings and a little of Laura's theme, which goes a long way on Monitor. Clear across the country, in fact, on NBC Radio. In central Louisiana, we're heard over KSYL Alexandria. Brad Crandall, back shortly.
Monitor, far and away the best in weekend radio on the NBC Radio Network.